Clip 17. How can a leader use transactional analysis skills to work with the younger generations? The concept of transactional analysis can be useful when working with the younger generations. The concept originated in the 1960s and has a broad group of supporters. Transactional analysis describes different positions in psychological games, and the most desired position is the one, "I am okay, you are okay." It is a realistic attitude, allowing people to solve life problems constructively, and is related to positive expectations towards others, respect for their needs and autonomy. One of the most relevant skills when interacting with people is creating the potential for a win-win situation in which both sides of the relationship achieve a positive result. Almost everyone knows how to win in games, and therefore we usually have a win-lose situation. However, a win-win situation causes a game to become noticeably difficult, even by several difficulty levels. You can use transactional analysis to recognize your roles and better communicate with others. Transactional analysis is based on the assumption that each individual consists of three parts: parent, adult, and child. Parent is an area that we learn and is nothing more than a record of what we experience for the first 5 years of our life. These are rules we follow in life: orders, prohibitions, life and religious beliefs, as well as duties and commands. In relation to others, such behavior manifests critical behavior. Child is an area of emotions, feelings, optimism, joy, spontaneity, and creativity. It also relates to openness and cognitive curiosity. Adult is an area of logical thinking and takes a constructive approach. Adult answers the question, how to solve it? What is important in a given situation? Is a given action necessary, and what form should it take? How can transactional analysis help us work with the younger generations? Transactional analysis is based on the relationship between child-parent generations. The state of adult is the target state, which is defined depending on what is the outcome of child and parent's experiences and relations. It is generally good to be aware that each of us at work unconsciously launch parent, child, and adult states depending on how we assess a given situation and how difficult it seems to us. When we act based on our state of parent, we use phrases such as never, always, you must, you have to, and we should. If we act based on our state of child, we act more emotionally and use phrases such as I want, I do not want, and I will not do that. The desired state of adult is based on rationalism and answers questions such as who, why, where, and when. It is focused on solving the problem. Self-development compatible with transactional analysis assumes that first of all, we become aware of interactions that happen in our relationships with others. In certain relationships, we are the parent, in some, child, and in others, adult. The awareness itself and the possibility to define what state we are currently acting in is quite helpful. Thanks to this, we can simply understand more. If we start acting consciously towards the state of adult, we will certainly be more efficient and communicate better, and that is when we will create the potential for a win-win situation. However, there is one but. Let's not forget that the state of a child, full of spontaneity and emotions, is also necessary for us. There is no doubt that the younger generations will remind us about this. If you would like to know more about this method, you can download materials about transactional analysis here.